From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. As the northeastern U.S. continues to brace for more driving snow and blizzard conditions in some areas, air service is already being affected. With upwards of 3 feet of snow to fall in some areas, tens of millions of people were urged to stay home today. Thousands of airline flights were canceled. Transit systems in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts are curtailing services. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker urged motorists not to drive if they don't have to.
Stay off the roads until the storm is passed. There's a real danger in getting stranded in these conditions.
Blizzard warning for New York City and surrounding areas went up earlier today. Amtrak said it was monitoring the weather and is still offering service between Washington and Boston, but advised fewer trains will be available north of New York. A small drone crashed on the White House lawn early this morning. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the Secret Service says it appears to have been an accident.
The Secret Service says someone called them to report they'd been in control of the device that crashed on the White House grounds. In a statement, the service says the individual has been interviewed and was cooperative, and that initial indications are the incident occurred as a result of recreational use of the device. The Secret Service released a picture showing a white so-called quadcopter drone, which it described as being about 2 feet in diameter. President Obama and his wife Michelle were in India at the time. Lawmakers say the incident is troubling and points to the need for FAA guidelines on drone use, but flying such devices is already prohibited in restricted areas, including around the White House. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has taken his message of middle-class economics on the road with him to India. NPR Scott Horsley reports the president spoke to a group of business leaders today in New Delhi, where he made a pitch for what he calls inclusive economic growth.
President Obama wants to boost America's cross-border trade and investment with India, but he told a group of CEOs in New Delhi it's not enough to simply increase trading numbers in the aggregate.
It can't just be measured by GDP. It can't just be measured by the bottom line on a balance sheet. Growth in the end has to make people's lives better in real, tangible, and lasting ways.
Obama credits India for lifting millions of its citizens out of poverty and building a large middle class. India is still working to extend electricity to about a quarter of its population. Obama wants to help the country adopt cleaner sources of power that don't add to the problem of climate change. Scott Horsley, NPR News, New Delhi.
AT&T is confirming it's agreed to pay $1.88 billion for Nextel Mexico. The purchase for NHI Holdings would give AT&T all the companies operating under Nextel Mexico, including wireless operations, spectrum licenses, retail stores, and around 3 million wireless subscribers. Stocks posed modest gains on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 6 points. You're listening to NPR. In a recorded message purported to be from a member of the group calling itself the Islamic State, a spokesman for the organization is calling on Muslims living in Western countries to carry out more attacks. Abu Muhammad al-Adani, in an audio recording, praising the recent attacks in Australia, Belgium, and France. In France, 12 people died at the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. They were killed in an assault there. Referring to last week's death of Saudi King Abdullah, Adnani said Muslims are, quote, happy for the death of the tyrant of the peninsula. There are nearly 250,000 college students who've lived in the U.S. illegally since they were teens. Most of them have been granted temporary residence under the federal government's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. But as NPR's Claudio Sanchez explains, the first ever study of the population shows most of the students are struggling to stay in school.
Researchers with UCLA's Graduate School of Education surveyed over 900 undergraduates from 55 countries attending colleges across the country. Most were enrolled in 2- and 4-year institutions. 10% went to selective private schools. A majority reported a family income of less than $30,000, and almost all said they were struggling to pay for school. So much so that 74% had suspended their studies temporarily because they're not eligible for federal financial aid or, in most cases, state aid. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
Opening statements began today in a sex abuse lawsuit involving the Boy Scouts of America. Plaintiff's attorney telling a Santa Barbara, California jury the organization did not do enough to educate scouts about sexual abuse. It represents a now 20-year-old man who claims he was sexually molested by a volunteer scout leader in 2007. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.